Chad Morris with us here on The Morning Rush. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing good, Coach. You know, obviously a big day for the program. Yesterday, you couldn't help but notice in your remarks, time and time again, as you talked about the players, you were welcoming them into the program and being allowed to talk about publicly for the first time. You kept going back to a phrase about their love for the Hogs. You mentioned this many times, maybe more than a dozen times in your address yesterday. What does that mean to you, and why is that seemingly very important to you as you go through the process hand-selecting each of these recruits?
Well, I think when you look at our state and you look at the passion, and I've said this since I've gotten here, the passion for the Hogs, for the Razorbacks that our fans have for this university and this football program, it's second to none. And you want people in your program, and not just players, but you want coaches and support staff members that understands that and understands that we impact every household in this state and even outside of this state is the people that love the Razorbacks. And so to have that genuine love for the Hogs is what we're after, and that's something I'm very committed to.
The 2-10 season last year, did that add a degree of difficulty for you in the living rooms as you went through the process? How did that, we've had a lot of questions and a lot of comments on that in the recruiting process. How did last year's results from the season affect this year's recruiting?
Not much. That wasn't any obstacle of walking in and trying to overcome. You didn't shy away from it. You know, you addressed it if it was brought up. But this went back to more of relationships than anything, and to understand that, you know, being genuine, being honest, letting them know that, hey, look, yeah, we knew that we were going to be in for some rough roads, but that wasn't going to shy us away from working hard and backing down, and didn't feel like we could walk into someone's living room and recruit against another school. That's never been an issue for me. I was going to work on our relationships and being genuine and transparent with everything.
Chad Morris, Arkansas head football coach. Chad, how much does having a younger son and daughter that are technically millennials help you connect with kids today?
Yeah, a whole lot, let me tell you. Yeah, big time. Big time. Because, you know, I'm living it with them, and they're right there and they're going through it, and you know, Chandler's going through it right now, and so it's been unique to see from the athlete standpoint of recruiting and listening to Chandler talk and trying to be the dad during this whole process with him, and trying to create a great balance between that right now.
And this was technically your second class, but the first full recruiting cycle last year. The early signing period created a real challenge for you and your staff on very short work to put the class together. You seem to question at time the new process, but how do you feel about it now that you had a full cycle here at Arkansas and not having to deal with the early signing period just days into the job?
Well, going through a change last year and being the first kind of the first of the early signing period, it was very much a challenge a year ago. It was, you know, especially not having a full staff on board until essentially mid-January when you get back out on the road. So you only had about 2.5-3 weeks to try to sign a class. And then now a year into it, utilizing the relationships and the time and the energy, I think that it definitely was a direct reflection of the way the class turned out this year. And so it's much better. Now, the month of December for everybody was an absolute grind. But that was okay because you knew once you got out in January, you could start working on your 2020s and 2021 classes.
You mentioned the month of December was such a grind, like 40,000, 41,000 air miles that were flown by you and your staff, meeting, at 9 in-home visits at times in a week, double meal. What was the most interesting meal, or what was the most notable thing that from all those miles and all those trips that you take away from this year's recruiting trips?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, there's those that you go in and you get a big meal at about 6 and you get the big time desserts and you eat and only to find out that at 8 o'clock that night you got a second home visit where you're going to get a huge meal and big desserts and very little working out on the road, because you're usually up the next morning by 6 and heading somewhere into another school. So you just kind of swallow it and away you go. But you enjoy it. I mean, yeah, I enjoy that. I enjoy the fact of getting in and fellowshipping and sharing our program and our vision.
Chad Morris, Arkansas Razorback head football coach, our guest here on the Morning Rush. Chad, what is the biggest challenge right now that you face as the head football coach at the University of Arkansas?
Well, I think the biggest thing that, you know, and I would say here, really anywhere, is the fact that, you know, when you come in, you know, we don't really get to see our players the month of January. And you know, being such a relationship program and trying to build a relationship with your players, and you know, you're out the whole month of January, and really we started back in on Monday of this week with 6 a.m. workouts with our players, and of course we're out there with them and kind of reconnecting. And so that's the challenge right there, is just the lack of time with your players during this winter month.
Chad Morris with us here on the Morning Rush. You said yesterday Jalen Catalon is one of the best 5 players you've ever watched. What makes him so special?
Well, when you watch him, you see he has such great instinct for the football, and watch his ability to impact the game both offensively, defensively. Just a phenomenal athlete. I mean, he's just got a great instinct and feel for the game. And, you know, it's just unfortunate he was hurt this year, and because it would have been really, really good to see what that team could have done, but with him back there at quarterback and at safety. But, you know, he's had such a huge impact on the result of a game. You know, to watch him at that level that they play at is very impressive.
I guess now the focus from a recruiting standpoint obviously turns to the 2020 and 2021 classes. Do you feel like you're on schedule, maybe ahead of schedule with those classes, and how do you feel about where you're at as a staff right now, advancing this to try to follow up such a great result from 19 with a great result in 20?
Well, yeah, I do. I feel like we're on track. I think the month of January really helped us out. It allowed me to get into schools and see coaches, and for players to see me in their schools. And I think without a doubt, we're going to have we've had some big time prospects already on campus over the last few weeks, and anticipate as spring ball starts, we'll have some big time days where we'll get some elite guys on campus. So I think we're well on track of where we need to be. It's the process of year two, essentially, in a full recruiting cycle of building relationships and keep adding to already great class. Another the needs we have to go. Yeah.
Another thing on your plate is replacing one of your assistant coaches. John Scott left for South Carolina. You talked about this yesterday, the option of another D-line coach, which you've had two with Coach Caldwell, or maybe going a special teams route. Have you given more thought to how you want to approach to replacing the one vacancy you have on your staff right now?
Yeah, no. We're going to come back in and hire a D-line coach. There's no doubt on that. But, you know, how we do it, and, you know, a member of our staff that would be a special teams coordinator. But right now we've been in the process of talks and interviews, and really have some fine candidates that we're really excited about that are great coaches, but great men and men that can continue to mold and to share our vision and to our players and developing them just as well as on the field, but also off the field.
Chad Morris, Arkansas head football coach, our guest here on the Morning Rush. Chad, it seems like from a social media standpoint, you guys and your staff are doing a really good job. Why is that so important, how you recruit players today?
Well, everybody that walks in these doors of this building has something to do with recruiting, or they don't have a key to the building. I mean, and so it's all about how we can get in the palm of the hand of an 18-year-old. And, you know, I can't tell you the number of hours of brainstorming that our support staff does, and trying to figure out what's next, what's, we don't want to do what everybody else is doing. We want to do what everybody else is doing better. And then to do that, you have to think outside of the box, and you have to work together, and you have to challenge each other. And by doing that, we have to figure out how to get into the palm of their hand, because they all have cell phones.
All right, let's get you out on a quarterback question. That seems fitting, right? A quarterback. Yesterday was your first chance to talk about Ben Hicks. Tell us why you think Ben is the right fit for the program right now.
Well, I've known Ben for quite some time. He's such a great competitor, a young man that understands this offense and has ability to lead. He's been in this similar situation of a program that's trying to rebuild and come out, and he's done it. And I think he provides great wisdom and knowledge, and he provides great competition in that room, which is what we got to have, and we got to continue to develop all those guys.
Coach, thanks for your time this morning. We look forward to talking with you soon about spring practice, which is just around the corner.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, and appreciate y'all, and go Hogs.